This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A Western Kentucky farmer is raising a crop that's relatively new to this area, and it's an alternative to wheat. Steve Weatherford from Hickman County says they're growing rapeseed.
I actually raised canola a few years ago and really enjoyed raising canola. Purdue has bought a plant in Trenton, Kentucky, who I dealt with as a canola, and they're wanting rapeseed.
Weatherford says they're working with a company in Trenton, Kentucky to grow the crop.
So we have contracted with Purdue to raise rapeseed. We have about 300 acres of rapeseed. It comes off a little earlier than wheat, and it will make 60 bushel to acre, hopefully.
He adds the rapeseed crop will hopefully pay well, but it's a little more of a challenge to grow than wheat.
It's pretty good premium in the rapeseed right now, so we're enjoying that. It's a beautiful crop. It requires more management than wheat. Pretty high intense management crop.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? You might just find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. It's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, even arcade games. You can search for items by name or simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and find what you're looking for today.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Hickman County farmer Steve Weatherford says rapeseed does add back to the soil.
It is real easy to no-till behind. Look, the stalk itself puts a lot of potash back in your soil.
He adds the crop is helpful to farmers who plant no-till soybeans in the early summer.
It actually has a tap root that they have measured to go down several inches, several feet in the ground, actually. So it does break the hard pan up and help in no-till.
Rapeseed is an oil crop that's typically grown through the winter and spring like canola and wheat. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.